Self-improvement involves enhancing one's knowledge, status, or character through personal efforts in order to become a better version of oneself. Everyone on social media, and not only there, but absolutely everywhere, talks about self-improvement, discipline, consistency, and even this podcast niche is also about self-improvement. Thousands of motivational videos were created on this niche, thousands of advice were given. But the interesting thing is that everyone talks about self-improvement. They talk about reaching their goals and making detailed plans and etc. But only a few of them actually take action. You might ask, why is that? There are many reasons actually, but most of the time people are lazy and not really serious about their future. So how do we start? First, take a look at yourself. Where do you stand? Are you happy with yourself? Are you happy with your daily habits? Or do you wish some parts of your life would look different? Self-awareness is circular for self-improvement. And after knowing where you are, in what level, in what stage you are standing, you get up from your sofa or bed, open your laptop or whatever you have, and just start doing something except from mindlessly scrolling your phone. For example, you might want to earn a lot of money. You take a sheet of paper and write your goal down. And be sure that your goal is big, not a small one. Then you break your goal into smaller steps, making it easier for you to understand what you really want. It's something called baby steps. And then you make a plan for every goal you miss, and finally, be sure to have a deadline. That's really important, because if you don't set precise deadline, and if you won't have a sense of urgency, everything you have done will equal completely zero. Alright, let's say you did everything I told you, and now in the process of self-improving, you might make common mistakes. First mistake, you're going to listen to others' opinions, and by that way, you will lose your confidence. Look, without confidence, individuals may be hesitant to step out of their comfort zone and make the necessary changes to improve themselves. The confidence is important because it's the only thing which will make you level up without any skills. Second mistake, multitasking. Multitasking may seem like a productive approach, but it can actually hinder efficiency and lead to decrease in overall performance. When we multitask, our attention is divided among multiple tasks, resulting in lower quality output and an increased likelihood of errors. And finally, third mistake, being distracted from your main goal. Look, you better delete your distractions from your life, even though they're giving you the escape or some kind of pleasure. Or at least, learn to balance them with your work life. And remember, if you want to become someone successful, you should act like one. That was all for today. I hope you liked today's episode. If yes, you can follow us here. I was your host, Rizan Varunda. Until next time, keep going. Consistency is the key.